Chris Brown.
I'm Jade. Hey, I'm Paul.
Welcome to the Penny Martes.
Welcome back to the Penny Martes for the second instalment of Fred and Rose West.
Britain's sexiest serial killers.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. This is where the...
Although we don't know who Paul prefers more, Rose or the rugged Fred West.
The beautiful Fred.
I can see Paul's very scant notes from here, and he's written, well, Fred, good guy.
I could just see love arts.
Let me tell you this. I've listened...
Yeah, dick drawing.
I've listened to our podcast, and I've been able to glean some very interesting facts about Fred and Rose from the last episode. So Fred, general all-round good guy, ice cream man in Scotland, community-minded, accidentally ran over a small child.
Some would say.
Yeah. Techno nerd. He, well into his cameras.
That makes it sound like he loves techno music.
No, yeah, not techno music. Technology. You know, so cameras, recording equipment.
Bit of a geek.
In the 70s, yeah, a bit nerdy,
a bit
geeky.
Thick to be a geek.
To be fair, I think this is so far from the truth.
No, I've just, and just to round up, Fred, very big on home improvement. So,
you can't
DIY,
deny that. You
cannot digging
deny
gardens,
that.
No, extending cellars. You know, a real man Dab about
and.
The house.
Dab and.
Man about the house. He likes to get involved. And Rose, well, beautiful young Rose.
Beautiful young Rose.
She's just
to date, anyway. I mean, what were we up to? 1973.
Yeah.
So she was looking all right. 73.
Well, she was
ish.
Again.
We're being kind.
I think Fred had rubbed off on her, you know,
Jesus,
with his community spirit.
I bet he had numerous times. They had a couple of layers of plaster between them, unfortunately.
No, but. what I'm saying about Rose is that, you know, she liked to welcome people into her home, a very homely type lady, very motherly, and she liked to welcome particularly the West Indian community
in
Gloucester.
Well, I think we'd got to the point where Rose's room had been created.
Yes.
We built that up there in the attic.
We're at Cromwell Street, that's where we left.
Cromwell Street, 1979. Rose's now using... 1973, sorry. Rose is now using the room as a brothel.
Yeah, she has a little red light on the outside. Well, so when
again,
that's
very
on, the children are not allowed to come knocking when that light's on.
Yeah.
When the rooms are rocking, don't come knocking.
Yeah, because doing a bit of keep fit, probably.
Well, there was that cross trainer.
Maybe that's what it were in there for.
Aerobic fitness. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you ever had a shag, which most people have, probably, it's quite tiring, isn't it? So if you're going to do it non-stop all day, you need to have good aerobic fitness.
Well, she had a number of personal trainers, let's put it that way.
It's no good if she can't carry on after the first three customers. She's got to be... she's probably quite an athletic figure underneath all that, Wincietti 90 type stuff.
So, at this point, She's playing the game, really, isn't she? She's on. They're coming in, and men are in on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Keeping up these mortgage repayments, as we worked out. You know, now they've gone to bricks and mortar.
Basically, she's busy shagging, he's busy building.
And
that's
watching.
Watching through the walls.
It doesn't come cheap, all this building work. So, you know, he needs to keep a good income.
Was that a deliberate pun? Play on words?
There was definitely an emphasis on
cum. You put
emphasis on
cum.
Definitely an emphasis on cum, though. There's a few, after the arrest of Fred and Rose, there's a few, quotations from local residents saying that, well, at this time as well, and through to the point of arrest, that they were good community people, Fred and Rose. They were, you know, nobody thought anything odd about him. Some people did say that they thought Fred was a bit odd.
I think people took exception to how Rose dressed. Because I've had a few people...
a bit slutty.
Well, she sort of it was sort of... people described it as schoolgirly.
Oh,
so I don't know if that's some fetishy thing. You know, like big white socks pulled up. But obviously she was like a big obese, mad woman. So it wasn't very set. Well, if you're into that sort of thing.
Apparently Fred would do anything for you. If you asked him, he'd do anything. And they were well known in the community. They were probably an old you know, three crowns on a Friday night doing Islands in the Stream. And
although Fred did like to do his DIY at strange hours of the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just because he's been working during the day, so he comes
home.
You've
got to get it done, no matter
have
what
your
time
tea,
it is.
Put the kids in bed, feel them up a bit, and then crack on with the cellar extension at midnight.
But down to the glute now, get to the serious business of death.
Oh, I don't like how this is sounding.
We covered Charmaine, didn't
yeah.
we? Obviously, Rini's gone now.
She is dead.
Rini's gone.
Beg your pardon.
So, Charmaine Owens.
Yeah. No.
Caroline
Owens.
Owens.
Sorry, listeners. I'm getting very confused. There's too many children. There's too many women. I don't know what the fuck's
11
going on.
11 children, all in all.
Yes.
Eventually. But three of which were proven to be of Rosie's customers and not Fred's.
Well, I knew they had some black babies because you see them on school photos and stuff. But I'm not even going to try and mention all the different baby names because there's just fuckloads of them. And they don't really play into the story because they're just sort of...
Some do.
Yeah, some definitely do. But a lot of them are just kind of hanging around in the house, not really bringing anything to it.
Getting felt up.
Fucking lazy kids.
Every sperm is...
Fred's just showing his acceptance for all...
Why he encouraged Rose to have sex with West Indian men?
Because he loved it. Is it because he had a little stubby one and
he wanted to breed the perfect child and he thought that West Indian men were superior.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyone was superior to Fred looking at him.
Yeah.
In fact, I think Fred was a step back towards
the
Neanderthal.
Master race coming from Fred.
Yeah, he wouldn't be a Hitler fan.
No.
See, he's a good guy. So what happened to Caroline Owens?
Kaz. Better known as.
Kaz?
Yeah. Fred and Rose hired her to be a nanny for the kids. But they kept trying to shag her and she didn't like it.
Yeah, the familiar story of trying to shag her.
And how many times? They never learn. People don't like it. People don't want to get shagged by you, Fred and Rose. Rose in particular makes a lot of advances on her because Rose is quite getting into the idea of lesbian sex.
Rose is well up for lesbian love at the minute.
Yeah.
Is she progressive?
She's like...
They are. You can't say
that
progressive.
She loves a bit of like clam chowder.
Yeah. So... I think Caroline pisses off for a while because she's a bit, you know.
Yeah.
But then they go and pick her up and say, oh, we won't do it anymore.
We apologise, yeah, sorry, it won't happen again.
We're going to be normal.
We'll build you an extension, maybe.
Well, this is where Kaz really messes up. She should have trusted her gut instincts
and not
stayed
gone
away.
Back to 25 Cromwell Street.
No, because she does go back and they rape her.
They're not just rape her, they like...
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Like really rape her.
Like tie her down.
Cover her in tape.
Yeah.
Tape.
And
then pull it off again really fast.
Rose held the pillow down like.
Yeah, they tried to like smother her and.
Yeah. Not good.
Dear.
But she lived, so.
Well, yeah. But she went to the police. This was the first time that I think the police. She went to the police.
Yeah.
And.
Well, it was quite a daring escape.
Yeah,
because she said, oh, I'll definitely come back, and acted like she hadn't minded being raped.
Yeah.
So there, because they're a bit thick, went, yeah, okay then. And Rose went off to the shops. Caroline ran to the police and was like, oh shit, I've been raped.
There's one thing though that I can't get off my mind, and it's what hurts more. The sellotape being ripped off fast or a dry bumming.
Oh God. I imagine sellotape being ripped off fast.
Especially over a hairy face.
Oh dear. Well, I just thought I'd ask that question. I don't know. I mean, I've never had a dry bum.
Can be arranged.
Have you had a wet bum?
No, I'm answering that. But I have had sellotape pulled off my arm once and it did smart.
Yeah, so she told the police and it did go to trial. But, they were only fined £50 for
it. Yeah, well, when it came to trial, she retracted all the statement. So, which makes you wonder what went on.
Yeah, but £50 in old money, that's like, it's quite
well,
a lot, isn't it?
It's not enough for raping someone.
Yeah, it's not really.
Well, I think you find it is.
Do you want to say that on microphone?
Well, that's what they The court decided that. It's not my choice.
They were wrong. They were wrong.
That is not my choice. I'm just saying that's what the court decided.
Well, they were fucking stupid. He's thieving all this time as well. He's thieving spot his DIY habit rather bizarre.
Obviously he's not making much on the extensions.
She couldn't have been charging much either, Rose. Where's that money going?
Lube.
Maybe. Personal trains.
Probably on all the video cameras.
To be fair, all
the technology.
She must have been like putting some full English breakfast away. For all shagging she did, she was still packing a bit of weight, wouldn't she?
Maybe she had like high energy, like glucose. I don't know if they did that back then.
They should have needed a lot of energy.
Concentrated energy.
I mean, what's a day in the life of Rose? He's like, get up,
shag,
abuse kids,
shag,
make breakfast,
shag,
you know. Take it.
I imagine she didn't really put clothes on a lot. I imagine her in a dressing gown, all like
with
flapping
swingers
up, and yeah.
I reckon.
Although, talking about clothes, the next one, Linda Goff.
Yes. 17 when she died.
Oh, but Linda was actually before Kaz. They were literally within months of each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I got it the wrong way around.
Linda was just prior to Kaz, but I mean there's not much, I mean nobody knows the real details of what went on, like, so. But Linda was more, what should we say, not she was up for the, she was up for the games, really. She were up for a bit of shagging,
really.
She were involved, she got in with all the sex games, and but there's no explanation really. 1973, Linda Goff goes missing. She, other people that have stayed at the house in statements have said that Linda was involved in sexual activity with both Fred and Rose. They were in Rose's room on more than 10 occasions. But then in 1973 she went missing. But this is why I said, talking about Rose's clothes, Linda's mum came looking for her.
Yeah. Rose had made a big fuck up.
Yeah. Because she knocks on the door, who answers the door? Rose. Where's Linda? Well, we don't know. She's gone.
Did she say
she went
to Western Supermare?
Yes, she said she got somewhere.
Glamorous.
But she'd made one vital error. She had Linda's slippers on.
Oh, Rose, you big troll.
And also, that's so gross. Like,
not just the slippers, a dressing gown as well. So they killed a woman, and then, well, she's left them.
Well, it's only like, you know, I've heard stories of like people dying and then they go, oh, look at that lovely pair of leather shoes. He wouldn't want them to go to waste.
That's like something Oliver Twist.
Yeah.
Like, I've inherited my grandfather's lovely coat
body
or something.
Snatchers.
Look at them shoes. They're beautiful shoes. I can't throw them away. It's what he would have wanted. So maybe it's what Linda wanted.
Maybe.
And anyway, you know, she obviously liked all this sexy time, didn't she? She kept going back for more.
I don't think she liked being murdered.
Oh, well.
But at this point, I know Fred, like, on the site and stuff, half of him had shagged Rose. Like, it was open, it were out there. He said in his interview...
There were no secrets.
No secrets about what she were up to. Everybody knew about it. Like, in his statement, he was like, oh, yeah, half of the books at work had been in safe rooms. So everybody knew. They all knew.
An open secret.
Yeah. Next to go, Carol Ann Cooper.
Age 15.
So 1973 is like...
This is where...
This is, it twigs, like, the switch clicks in 73,
yeah.
Don't
yeah.
It? Because before then, they've always been family-associated.
Oh, like necessity almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you have to get rid of her because she's going to talk or, you know,
and
she's annoying.
No, the pleasure. It's like the pleasure's kicking in now.
Now it's time for fun.
Like, it's like, I don't know, like, obviously Rose is into the bondage.
They've got a taste for it. I think they've both developed, like, they both know what they want sexually and it's sort of playing into that whole thing.
Not so good if you're a drifting young girl.
No, if you're a teenage girl, watch out.
This is point again that if you're a bit of a drifter, you know, orphan or whatever, Because these girls were disappearing one after another. Mm. Like, 73, we're talking three now disappearing in 73. And early 74, there's another one. So, but nobody's putting two and two together. They're just disappearing and no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
So
put down roots, make friends.
Yeah, there you go. They're good kids.
Stay away from
Say no to drugs.
And bondage.
Yeah. Well, that's what's doing it for Fred and Rose, isn't it? It's the torture.
And simian looking men.
So, has Linda or Carol or both been buried under the patio?
Yeah, as they're killed, they're being buried in different areas, either in the garden, in the walls of the...
Yeah, with some in the basement.
Down in the cellar. Well,
so, they're being buried on the property.
Yeah, they're either in the garden or...
But, I mean, he must have been in the right mess, Fred, because every time he's burying one, he's chopping them up. I mean...
Oh, the blood.
The blood. I mean, the mess must have been massive.
He must have used tarp or something.
Well, that brings us to Lucy... What's her last
Partington.
Name?
Partington. I might be related to her on my dad's side. We've got Partingtons, so claim to fame. Then again, I might be related to Diana Spencer, so... That's Lady Di, everyone. So, you know...
Well, all right, I might be related to... No, I'm not giving it away.
I'm just as classy. Better hair. She had shit hair. Sorry.
Frizzy.
That's more of a stylist thing, though,
right? Bit of frizzies.
Tell your style. Anyway, she's dead, so... Yeah, Lucy Partington. I think she came from quite a nice family. You know, was going to university and...
Yeah, reported missing.
Wasn't so much of a drifter.
Yeah.
She was more of a, you know...
Well, this is the first time that Fred and Rose abduct. Like, before they've been drifters, they've been young girls that are staying within the house, getting involved in the sex games. But Lucy is the first abduction to
We're
kill.
Going out
yeah,
tonight.
She'd gone to get a bus, hadn't she?
Yeah, she'd been to the cinema, I think. She'd spent time at home with the family for Christmas. So it's she's waiting for the bus to get home, and then
they offer
driving,
a lift.
Offer her a lift. So they've gone out there purposely to look for girls. Mm. So this is like the stepping point.
Yeah, definitely.
It's ramping up a little bit each time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've gone from thrill kills in the sexual kind of bondage
heat of the
environment
morning.
That
yeah,
you're in.
This is pre
maybe a couple of them were accidents. I mean, we don't know.
I think they do like a lot of like breath play and stuff, don't
they?
Bit so
of asphyxiation. Yeah. And maybe the eight ball were too tight. And
it's all very progressive, this. I mean, I'm a basic missionary kind of guy.
I've done wheelbarrow once or twice.
Anything more than that, I mean, it's a bit off-putting.
But there's evidence to suggest that they kept her alive for a few days and did some sex things with her. So
does it all come from his little widget, do you think? Got to play a part in it, hasn't it? Little widget.
Oh, you mean because he's got a small one, he feels like he has to kill people.
He has to dominate.
Do we know he does have a small one?
Well, I don't know. That's what you two told me.
No, did I say that?
You said that he had a small one. I thought you knew for experience.
I might have just been showing off. I don't know.
It's been a while since the last episode.
It
I imagine he did.
Well, I do, but I've got no proof. Maybe I do. I don't know.
Right. So 73. They pick up Lucy, torture her for a number of days.
Kill her. Suffocation or strangulation, something like that. But then when he's cutting her up, he accidentally hits his forehead. He gets a laceration.
Yeah, no, it's on his arm, isn't it?
His arm.
Which he ends up in the hospital.
Yeah, later they manage
to
piece it together that he actually cut himself while he was cutting the body up.
And not doing DIY.
No, the DIY was a very good cover for all these noises and strange hours and patio business.
I wouldn't mind, but the house, it was like, it's not like it was a farmhouse in the middle of nowhere. It was like an end terrace. I mean, how much building can you do?
I heard a bit of screaming last night, friend. Oh, yeah, blade needs changing on saw.
Oh, God.
Squeal like a saw, bitch. Right, so then we're into 1974, which is, I think, the defining moment of it not becoming so much a thrill kill in the situation of playing sex games, sadomasochism. Maybe it goes a bit too far.
Oh, yeah. How'd you like that?
Just a little bit.
How'd you like it? How'd you like it? Oh, fuck.
How'd you like it? How'd you... Dead.
Do you think that Fred thought that the women were enjoying it?
I'm sure he thought they were having a lovely time.
From my reading into it, the main instigator for me is Rose.
Rose.
100% of the way. She's definitely the egger on.
Mm.
I can see it now. Go on, Fred.
Fred, it's like... If Fred had turned up at a church instead of turning up with Rose, he'd have probably been like the nicest man.
Seriously, he got a 13-year-old pregnant.
Yeah, but it was just a cuddle.
Yeah, they were only having a cuddle.
A penetration cuddle.
Oh, right, yeah, fine.
No, but you know, I mean, he's a bit easily led, isn't he?
Led by a retard.
Yeah, the blind leading the blind, or the dumb leading the dumb, or the psychopath leading
the morbidly obese prostitute leading the simian like
yeah
ganky teeth freak.
Poor Fred,
he should have gone to a dentist. So 74, that this is when it gets serious. This is when, like I said, they're moving on to picking girls up, not just girls in the house, they're purposely going out and picking girls
they're
up,
ramping it up.
Stops.
Looking for sexy time.
They've had the conversation, let's go and get a girl.
Yeah.
Mm.
And they're killed now. They know where it's going
to
end.
Yeah. Some couples go to the cinema. Some go to the pub.
Yeah. Bit of tapas.
Or tapping ass.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I hadn't said that. That was shit. Sorry.
No, I liked it. We've
got Cyril Sneer on the scene again. So, beginning of 74, Teresa. Teresa, what's her last name?
Siegenthaler or Siegenthaler.
Easy for you to say.
Siegenthaler.
Swiss girl.
Swiss, was she?
Mm.
Neutral then.
Neutral. Neutral and dead.
No, shit.
Cowards. To the last.
It doesn't help you.
Buried with a cuckoo clock, I believe.
What the fuck?
They thought she was Dutch. They couldn't really tell the difference. Used to call her Tulip.
That was the clog.
Potter clogs. I had to get that one in quick.
Buried with tape all around her head, and a 3-inch.
A breathing tube. Consider it.
Breathing tube.
No, that was Shirley. That was the next one.
Oh, am I getting confused?
That was it. Yeah. There was 3 in 74. So, you know, like I said, they've really picked it up. First Teresa. There's not much detail on how she actually died.
Tortured and dismembered, probably.
And then buried under the patio, or at least on the property.
Why mess with a winning formula?
Mm.
Well,
then
the second
of 74 was Shirley Hubbard.
Yeah, sorry, she's the one who...
Hubbard in the cupboard. She was the gaffer tape and the straw.
She never got a chance to become old Mother Hubbard.
Gaffer tape, or was it gaffer tape? Like,
yeah,
it must
like,
have been.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been sellotape.
No,
shit.
Well, I imagine he'd had a lot of masking tape around with his DIY.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to imagine gaffer tape. That's what I'm going
to
imagine.
It's quite difficult when you're cutting in to get a nice finish. So, being the DIY expert he is.
And then he gaffer taped her up, well, we don't know what happened exactly, but, but it was fine.
Oh, Paul's choking.
Sorry, listeners.
Get that pillar off his head.
Is that a rubber tube?
Last of the tube going in. I'll report back on how it feels in the next podcast.
How old was Shirley Hubbard?
Shirley Hubbard was 15.
Oh,
Christ.
Oh,
when you read that 15 out.
15-year-old, gaffer taped up with a fucking tube down her throat.
Oh, it's fucking sick.
Raped and murdered. Buried by Fred.
Mm. And Rose, probably.
And Rose.
Yeah. And it only got worse.
Do you reckon they took turns at digging?
No, it was all Fred.
You reckon? Although, no, because Rose, Heather... Not
Buried Charmaine.
Buried Charmaine on her own. So she must have been all right with the old shovel.
Well, equal opportunities employer, Fred. You know.
Once again, showing his progressive side.
Yeah, but things only get worse because after Shirley's...
Straight on to...
Juanita Mott, who sounds a bit spicy.
Juanita.
Juanita.
Why's her first name Juanita and her surname's Mott?
Juanita.
Juanita.
Spicy, spicy Juanita.
Juanita.
1975.
Obviously after they've been for a tapas.
Yeah.
Well, oh, Juanita. This tapas is so delicious. I mean,
it's not good what happened to the poor girl.
She was 18.
She was trussed up like a...
Christmas
pig. By the feet. Yeah. Strung up by the feet on the...
Hung up from the rafters.
Of the, of the
like
basement.
Like a piñata.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
No.
Juanita! she was another drifter, though.
She should have been like Juanita.
Yeah, she used to lodge the...
So a drifter then.
Yeah, and she was killed. That's not, we're into 1975 now. And just imagine, listener, that there's babies being born.
To be fair, 75 is there's a dry spell.
Quiet
now,
after that.
At Cromwell Street.
Yeah, as far as we know, because I have no doubt they were killing people. We just don't know about
them. There's numerous rumours that elsewhere they were killing people.
You don't just stop just like that.
Yeah, but in 75, the only victim at Cromwell Street was...
Juanita.
Juanita. Hey, Juanita.
Chinese. That's what? Chinese.
Juanita.
Oh, you could say, Miss Mott. Excuse me, Miss Mott.
Oh, Juanita, it is so hot in Mexico. That's what you have to do.
You're guarding that, Charles. Still Chinese.
Well, I was just going to say it to anyone now. I'm starting to get a few doubts about Fred's good character.
Oh, are you?
Don't stop believing. You got Let's hear the full story.
Yeah, come on. Hear the guy out.
Just a few doubts that he may not have been the upstanding community gentleman that I was under the impression he was. But, you know, let's see what happens. He could pull it back.
Yeah, let's wait and see. But as you said, Chris, bit of a dry spell now.
Bit of a dry spell between April 75 and May 78.
A suspicious dry spell.
So, well, as far as we know, there was no killings at that time. But that's only at Cromwell Street, which, you know, there was later evidence brought up in court and stuff afterwards that other stuff may have been going on outside.
Yeah, you're not telling me they killed six girls in 2 years and then just
hold
stopped.
Up.
He probably just.
We're not gonna kill no more girls. Oh,
I think he probably just got really into his DIY at that point. You know, I mean,
I'm sick of hearing about fucking Fred's DIY.
Well,
he weren't even NHBC registered.
He's keen on, and he's got a lot of gardening to tend to. Because I'm sure them weeds would have been shooting up after all that nitrates went into the soil, you know. I mean, it's all fertiliser, isn't it?
Natural compost.
It's all fertiliser.
But then, 78, Shirley Ann Robinson.
Yeah, she's an interesting case because she got a bit too close to them. She might have been alright if she'd just backed off.
Why? What happened?
Well, she kind of became... She lived in with them and she had sex with both of them. But then Rose got a bit jealous.
Oh, pregnant. The green-eyed monster
pregnant
came
with
out.
Fred's child as well.
Yeah, she got pregnant with Fred's child and I think she got 7 months pregnant, did she? And then they killed her.
I reckon Rose definitely.
I think Rose did it.
I reckon Rose.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. Everyone always assumes it's Fred who's the murderer.
Yeah.
But we don't know. Because...
We can do it, ladies.
Yeah. Girl power.
When bitches steal your man.
I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I want to cut your fucking head off.
To be fair, I reckon Shirley Robinson is one of the better looking of them.
Well, let me see. This is good for you, listeners.
This is the cross-eyed one.
Is she a ginger?
She's a bit cross-eyed.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I know she's a victim, but she is cross-eyed.
Who's that one? Go back.
Look at the rest of them.
No, go back. Down. Do it a bit more.
No, that's...
She's fit.
That's her. See?
Seriously? Yes.
Get in.
Nice bone structure.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going off, really.
But a bit...
I'd have a bang on her.
Rest of them, I mean...
Oh, don't
Teresa
mean.
Looks
She's
like...
Swiss.
Teresa looks like...
you know what Europeans are like? They don't know.
Don't shove down an hill.
She called us in Coronation Street.
Oh,
Deirdre.
Deirdre Barlow.
Sinewy neck.
Touch of the Deirdre's about her.
Mm.
They don't pick good pictures, though. If I die, pick a nice picture. Oh, she's nice. Who's that? Is that Alison Chambers?
She's next. She's next up. And again, even, you know, they've had that dry spell, 1978, and then still, it's only the August of 79 when the next victim comes along.
As well, we should mention that while all these murders are going on, countless rapes and sexual assaults on the children, on strange women, it's all going on. It's a busy house, Cromwell Street. A lot of comings and goings.
Lots of comings.
Do you know what I don't know where they get the energy from? Because I'm like, I got work and get in from work. I just want to have a nice sit down. You know, have my tea, bit of telly, maybe, you know, read a book and then off to bed. I've not got the energy for a 6-hour fucking sexathon. And then a bit of DIY and then up in the morning off to work.
I agree, I struggle to make my packed lunch for work. I really do.
I don't know, I probably can manage 3 killings a year. Like.
They're a highly motivated 75. Couple. I mean, I'm lucky if I get me John Thomas out once every 6 months. Birthdays and Christmas.
If only you sent a Valentine's card.
So, yeah, I think hats off to Fred. I'm Rose, highly energetic couple.
To be fair, I've never seen Fred in a hat. No pictures of him wearing a
Well, he's took it off, hasn't he? Because he's that busy, he's not got time to wear a hat.
What's brought the hat up?
Hats off to him.
Oh,
hats off
to Fred. I drifted off because you were talking nonsense.
How very rude.
So Alison Chambers comes next, August 1979.
The last known sexually motivated. Yeah. This was... there's further killings to follow, but this was the last one really involved in sex games, so to speak. Again, another foreigner.
Where was she from?
She is German, yeah. Even with a name like Alison Chambers.
I didn't know they were... that's not very German.
She was only 16, though. Born in Hanover, West Germany. West Germany at the time.
Do you know
obviously,
what?
The good Germany.
He hadn't... Knight Rider aren't pulled up, so...
There's a reoccurring theme here that I've noticed. Without Fred and Rose clearly like massive pubic thatches. Because why would they be going for all these continental girls? That's what it is.
Especially in the 70s.
How big
you
is your thatch?
You should submit that theory.
It'd be like, like bloody Wicker Man down here.
Exactly. Big thatch, you're fucked. Brazilian, you're all right.
Yeah, not safe Americans.
Unless it's Juanita.
No, but she's
Spanish. She's Spanish.
Big thatch. Her repeats. Job lot.
Okay.
Juanita!
I would have cracked this case.
Stop. Stop, Alison.
So what happened to Alison? Same
scenario.
Trust up.
Pretty dull at this point.
Yeah, it's just another...
It is getting a bit mundane.
But it gets a bit more exciting after this one.
Back in the family.
Yeah, we're bringing it back, old school family ways.
Yeah. Well, the trouble is with strangers, you've got to get to know them.
Well, it's like you said, it makes it easier, doesn't it, if you keep it in the family. So Heather,
Heather was the final victim of the West.
The final jewel in his crown.
Mm. Not a bad innings, though, was it?
But not the notch on his bedpost.
She looks a bit like Fred. If you look at her picture online... Maybe it's just the hair.
Maybe it's the manic eyes.
You can't really see if she's got ganky teeth.
She hasn't got bright blue eyes.
Mm. No, I think you're alright.
So but Fred's into her, is he?
Mullet going on.
Yeah, so she gets quite a lot of
attention.
Abuse.
Front door, back door.
Every door. Barn door.
Yeah. So eventually, well, in 1986, she tells a friend about the abuse and nothing happens.
Right, she just
because once again in this story, no one gives a shit.
Well, a friend in need is a pain in the fucking arse, let's be honest.
Sometimes
see you later.
It's easier to ignore things. But then again in 1987, she mentions it again.
Right, so then
and
a friend
Rose getting a bit fucking fed up with all this chatting. Stop chatting, you're gonna ruin it. So they decide she's
enough's
not really
enough.
Safe to have around enough's anymore.
When it all came out, I think Fred was quoted in saying that she was laughing at him, and he had to take that smirk off her face.
She even looked worried in his
school
picture.
If anybody takes the smirk off your face, it's it'd be Fred West.
Yeah, but I think you'd also be a man to put a smirk on your face with his lovely, like, chat and,
His cheeky ways.
His karaoke classics.
He's obviously got, you know, the gift of the gab. He's got his way with the ladies.
Yeah, so did they strangle or suffocate Heather and...
God knows. Which one? There's not many.
No.
It's difficult to keep up with.
Really, there's too many names and everyone seems to be called Anne.
There's always an Anne or a Shirley involved. I don't know why I just didn't start stabbing them. At least then it could have given us a bit of variety to talk about.
Mix it up, Fred. Anyway.
Come on, Fred, a bit of variety. What's wrong with you, lad?
Variety is the spice of life.
Well, then... Heather went missing, obviously. Questions were being asked because she was 17, obviously. Everybody knew her.
Where have you gone, Heather?
Where's our sister gone? Where's Heather? Our lovely sister?
Yeah.
Where are you, Heather?
That's what everybody was again.
Heather!
Well, she's gone and nobody seems to know where.
What I don't get is Fred's, like, fixation on it. Like, he seems to have a thing about lesbians.
Yeah, he's obsessed with people being... Heather's a lesbian, this one's a lesbian, that
because
one's a
lesbian. Because when Heather
went
missing...
Rose, you go and be a lesbian.
Yeah, it's fine. You be a lesbian, Rose. You be a lesbian, it's
plus,
all right.
Rose takes the piss out of Heather for being a lesbian, which I don't even think she was.
But she loves the rum
munching.
She loves it.
So, I can see, again, Fred's ahead of his time. Because these days, flick the old PC on, type in lesbians. It's a crack one off the wrist. Fred's got to make his own. He's got to do it himself. He's got to cover bondage. He's got to cover lesbians, buggery, torture.
It was the initial Seymour Butts.
Yeah. I mean, all this is at the click of a
bend over.
Well, if he hadn't done the murders and just stuck to the production of videos,
he could have been the Hugh Hefner of Gloucestershire.
Exactly. So I think.
So yeah, he told neighbours that Heather had run off with a lesbian lover.
Dirty. Dirty Heather.
But as it turned out,
she was literally dirty because she was in the dirt
under the pond. Nonetheless.
Yeah, and who had he got to dig that? His son. He made his son dig a pond, and he put his daughter's body in it.
As long as he gave him, you know, 20p
pocket money.
He's
gone to a more. He's stepped up again now. He's gone to bricks and mortar. Now he's gone into contracting.
Yeah.
He's not getting his hands dirty anymore. Oh no!
He's in shiny shoes now.
He's got the labour in. He's got a young lad now, strapping, 16, 17? Is it David? Stephen,
that's the one.
Dig me a
just
pond.
Dig the pond, lad. Dig the pond. Ask no questions. Where's Heather? Never mind where Heather is. Dig the fucking pond. So you got Stephen to dig the pond. I imagine when Stephen had gone to bed, absolutely knackered, because he dug a massive fucking hole, Stephen woke up in the morning... He'd only gone and flagged over the top of it, changed his mind. Why?
Thanks a lot, Dad.
Because his sister's under there.
Dad, why is this pond 10 foot deep? Never mind, keep digging.
It gets reported to the police, this one, finally.
Where the fuck is Heather?
Where is Heather? And Hazel Savage, she's the big...
Fred's sister.
Fred, what? Fred's sister?
Yeah, Fred Savage.
Oh!
No, Lily's.
I didn't make that connection. What, the Wonder Years? Probably
because we've been talking about a completely different fucking Fred for the last hour.
Yeah, that's probably why.
He's great, the Wonder Years.
Hazel Savage, no relation to Fred or Lily Savage, was a top policewoman, and she really pushed to investigate the case, because a lot of people thought it was a waste of money and there was nothing to it, even though he was
stupid
a fucking things. Career criminal.
What are you wasting all that money for?
Well, coincidentally, she'd met Rena before, years and years and years ago, and she'd heard of Fred's dodgy dealings, and she thought, well, this isn't quite right, this. So she thought, let's look into this, and thank God she did. Good on you, Heather.
Yeah, good on you.
Good on you, Heather.
Hazel, well done, Heather.
Fuck your similar names, everyone. Your Annas, your Anns.
Yeah. Turns out you weren't a stupid bint after all.
No, you were.
Quite perceptive.
Well done, Hazel.
Well done,
Hazel.
Here.
Pat yourself on the back. I hope you got the Red Cross.
How was it? 9, 10, 11, 12, something like that.
At least 12.
That's not bad.
But, well, I think when the I think the rumours were circulating more because the kids were all, the kids were all, I mean, this is how flippant they got and lackadaisical. Like, around the kids, I mean, they told them, oh, Heather's ran off with a lesbian lover, that's why she's gone, even though she's just gone in the middle of the night. But then, if the kids had misbehaved, they'd be like, oh, hey, you bet. Well, imagine they give them a fucking good idea first. And then they'd be like, you best fucking behave yourself, or you'll end up on the patio, like,
in the pond.
Yeah, like in a joke.
And I imagine at that point, Stephen's thinking, bloody hell. Bloody hell.
Where's my pond?
Is that why I don't have any koi? Yeah. So the police obtained a search warrant.
Because I think it should be mentioned as well that before the police had got a search warrant, social services had already been round the house 60 times.
Fuck off.
60 times. 60.
And they couldn't
find... What's this light for us? What's this red light for? Why are there peepholes in the walls? Why are the tapes if you're shagging your kids?
I'm into photography.
Oh my God, that is unbelievable.
60 times they've been round. And then they got the search warrant straight in. I think...
But he wasn't that bothered, Fred, was he?
He played it cool.
He played it cool. I mean, which is a psychopathic trait, really. Yeah,
cool cat.
Yeah.
He was more bothered about him making a mess of his nice landscape garden.
Are you going to put it all back?
I've been working on that for 10 years.
That is his DIY pride coming through once again.
Yeah. That rendering is flush. It is perfect. You don't mean chipping that off, son.
So, well, police turned up. Rose got straight on the phone to Fred. Fucking hell, Fred, police around.
Best get home, lad.
Best get home. I think he come home and then he just went to the police station, handed himself in. But not as such handed himself in, just, yeah, I'm nothing to hide.
What the fuck are you doing in my house?
Yeah, what are you doing in my house? Fucking digging my patio in up.
Yeah,
Yorkstone flags and me.
But he knows it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Till they find bodies, because there's fucking bodies everywhere.
Well, it is. They find Heather. Or they find a body, which they assume then is Heather.
Lots of bones, but no fingers and toes, because you know what Fred likes to do with those.
Yeah. But that's true, because at this point, they're only looking for Heather. They're not even looking for the other.
And he's aware that they're only looking for Heather. So as soon as they find the body, yes. All right, I hold my hands up. We had an argument. It got out of control. I accidentally killed her. Panicked. Didn't know what to do. Buried her in the back garden. Told Rose that she'd ran away. Rose is not... Throughout the initial investigation...
Rose knows nothing.
But a couple of days later, they carry on digging.
Dig, 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 dig.
Find bones everywhere.
They find another bone very close. And the expert that come in looking at the bones, the...
Bonologist.
Fuck me. Heather's got three legs.
Well, exactly. He pulled the bone out and they were like, oh, we found another body.
His words
were, she's either got three legs or you've got another body.
Fuck me. Oh, what a guess. She's Jake the Peg.
With a third leg.
Can't sing Rolf.
Pedo corner.
But this is Fred again. Oh, yeah, I think there might have been another one. It was very vague, but claim after claim, Rose knows nothing. Rose knows nothing.
He knows nothing.
But he even slipped up at one point in the interviews where he said, no, there's only three. Two. There's only two. He actually tripped over himself.
Oh, he's so fit.
I know. Bless him. But then, so he admitted to the second one being Shirley. And then when they found the third one, he was just like, oh, Shirley's me. I don't know what
she's called.
She saw what happened. I killed Shirley, so I had to kill her as well. And they're the only three. They're the only three. That's all I know of.
You can't trust the man at this point. You really can't.
He's beginning to lose my respect.
So at this point, news cameras are all over it. Rosie's moved out to a safe house. And I don't... Have you seen any of the... because the police, all the time that Rose... This is, again, perfect trait of a psychopath. That Rose... They secretly filmed them in the... In the safe house.
Yeah.
And even to a kids and stuff, of she was sticking to the story that she knew Fred would be saying to the police that she was pushed into prostitution. she knew nothing. In like, there's she's on film saying, "Oh, he made me shag all these men every night. He made me shag them all. Do you know how hard it is? Do you know how hard it is?" And so she did obviously had this conversation that
if the shit hits the fan,
don't worry, Rose. Don't worry, I'm your knight in shining armor. Even with my ganky teeth, I'll take the rap. And
gentleman Fred.
But then, obviously, from there on, it all starts unraveling.
Snowball.
Keep digging. More bodies. I mean,
and not only in the garden, in the cellar, and
Find Anna McFarlane Charmaine as well, don't they?
Yeah.
They backtrack to old victims.
Yeah, well, this is when it all starts opening up, because they're finding the bodies, but they've got fingers missing, toes missing. They find the skull with the tape round it and the tube still in its mouth. So it's not just fucking accidents. They've been digging for 10 days and 6 bodies are found. At this point, which some of you might have seen the, I think BBC did a documentary, The Appropriate Adult.
Yeah.
Which is worthy.
It was either them or Channel 4.
Yeah, it was.
Or ITV.
They were on telly.
They were on telly programme.
They were on telly.
Where the police brought in an appropriate adult for.
A friend.
Well, basically, because Fred had learning difficulties. Because he had learning difficulties, he asked to have an adult with him to help him. This is when Fred really starts to open up, because, I mean, he even says that...
He builds a bond of trust with her.
Yeah, he really builds...
What is that lady's name?
She's called Jeanette Leach.
Yes.
And he really, like you said, but he always says that he really reminded her of Anne. Anne McFay's first wife.
Oh, creepy.
His first love. Which, if you look at photographs of it, she is very similar.
Maybe they did it on purpose.
But it is Jeanette Leach who gets the break. She breaks Fred, because they build up this bond.
That's an interesting change, because usually it's Fred breaking all the women. Now he knows how it feels.
But it got to the point where Fred was like, they're finding all these bodies. What the fuck's going on? Fred's no comment. To the point where Jeanette Leach just says, "Listen, there's nothing more I can do here. I'm asking you to tell the police. You're not telling them anything." And she's quoted saying she gets up, she goes to leave the cell. She's literally got a hand on the lock, and then Fred just says, "Wait, there's more." To which she responds, "How many?" "Fucking loads."
Lost count.
I love that.
Fucking loads.
And then it all spills out. By day 11, I think they've got 9 bodies. We're at 10, so that's, you know, they're all just coming up.
And there's still some in Fields as well, still in there.
Well, this is where he opens up about Anne in the fields and in the suitcase. And
yeah, do you remember his lazy workmanship?
Yeah.
Oh, Fred.
And Rena, fucking head against the gatepost. In the field, and he opens up about everything. And that's when they write, show us where all the bodies are. Now that's where Fred starts getting a bit fucking
confused.
Not confused, but they take him to the site, and he starts having like episodes where he closes his eyes and says that the spirits are coming to him.
Yeah, Rose cuts off contact at this point.
Yeah.
Don't really blame her.
No, but he's still claiming all the responsibility.
Oh, he's still protecting her. Yeah.
And he's going to the sites, and he can pick out. He can't name the bodies, but he can tell the police exactly where they are. And he goes to the fields to find Reed.
So very cooperative, aren't you, Fred? Because some serial killers are like bastards,
Ian
aren't
Brady.
They? Like
Ian Brady.
Still
I'm not going to tell you. Yeah. I'm not telling you.
Balls to you.
Well, he had a Scottish accent, didn't he?
Did he?
I prefer your version.
I'll not tell you.
I'll not tell you, Jack Shite.
So the police decide to check the dental records of some of the skulls, and it turns out that Fred was in prison when Charmaine was killed, which obviously pins it on Rose.
That's when it all starts unravelling.
So he can't really protect her now. There's no arguing with that.
And to be honest, I'm amazed they've got any dental records. Because I didn't think they paid much attention to the teeth in this family. You know, I don't think they've been flossing.
They were the only ones that weren't ganky.
I can't imagine that they took regular trips to the dentist. It's a bit unlucky there, old Fred. That one checkup.
I don't understand dental records. Like, how do they know?
Because they take photos of your teeth.
Yeah, I know, but if there's so many missing people, how do you decide who's to check it against?
Well, they must have like a database of teeth.
Yeah, but they knew his daughter was missing and they had a body.
Oh, no, I just meant in general. I was just going off on one of it.
Plus, she had them two missing ones up front.
Yeah.
That toothless smile.
Oh, poor Charmaine.
Poor Charmaine.
So Rosie's fucked now, basically.
Rosie's in the shithouse.
Rosie's fucked. That's when Fred cracks. He just fucking spills everything. He's like, right, I've been bullshitting you for long enough now. This is what happens. Rose is a cunt. I never loved her. I never loved him. But he...
taking the rap for her.
Yeah. Well, no, he doesn't say he didn't love her. But I think at this point that Rose has cut off ties as well. She stopped speaking to
him. At this point.
Which is, you know, she's put the nail in her own coffin. There,
if someone was covering up a murder for me, I'd want to be constantly, what are you saying now? What are you saying now?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's at this point Fred just came to the conclusion that his penis would never be as big as a West Indian man's.
And he would die a shelf boy.
He would, yeah.
Oh. But anyway, guys, anyway.
I think you were right about him all along.
Yeah, you've won us round. New Year's Day. Oh.
I feel I've got a bit of empathy for him now.
Fred,
a bit sad.
Hangs himself in his cell at Winston Green prison with his bed sheets.
Oh, I bet they were sticky.
Five of his children go to the funeral and his body's cremated when really it should have gone under a patio.
So at least let people kick it a bit first.
But Rose goes to court through the trial. Sees it all through and still in.
Still banged up.
What did she get? Well,
they put on trial for rape and then murder. And, well, she didn't confess, and originally the evidence was quite circumstantial.
Yeah, a bit shaky.
Yeah, because they didn't have any particular proof. But then Janet Leach, the aforementioned appropriate adult, said that Fred had told her all this shit about Rose. And that's really what...
nailed her.
Yeah. And she even said that Rose had killed Shirley Robinson alone without Fred out of jealous rage.
Well, sure, Leach took her down, really.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you down!
Bitch.
Yeah. I'm going to take you down to Chinatown!
So she banged up in like an ice cutie nick, old Rose.
Well, November 22nd, 1995, she was found guilty of 10 murders and sentenced
guilty,
to life.
Guilty, bitch! Fucking life. Man.
Are you guilty?
And life is life. Back in the days when life meant life.
Oh, them were the days.
But she still maintains her innocence.
Does she?
Yeah. She's still not said she's done anything wrong. But she doesn't want to appeal a conviction because I don't think she wants to come out and get battered because she would get fucking battered.
Yeah. That should be all right.
Did knock them glasses right off
her. I reckon there's a few Patrick off EastEnders lookalikes still hanging around in Gloucester.
Sniffing about.
Waiting for a nosh.
Well, they're not Cromwell, 25 Cromwell Street down.
It's a playground now.
Yeah,
that's just
a wall
sick.
From it.
It's not. Pulling my leg. Yeah, it's just a wall.
It's a swing.
So,
But she's in, which prison's she in? She's with Myra Inley.
Yeah.
I always wonder whether they have a little chat.
I wonder if they've had, you know.
Oh,
sexy time.
Have they done it? Have they done it? That'd be so historic.
No, but they're not, because Myra's fit.
Well, she's dead now.
Oh, she was.
She died.
Maybe Rose banged her to death.
But they were friends. So if,
were they?
Yeah, they got on.
Both fluent in tuna.
How many you killed? I killed more than you, bitch.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? But, you know, there are two top women in Britain. Maybe the world. Are there any other serial killers?
I don't know.
Killers?
Imagine there.
There's, what about that Victorian one?
Oh, the baby killer.
She killed
Oh, babies. I just fucking kill a baby.
Oh, you have to do one a day for 30 years to catch her up.
No.
She was collecting the money, weren't she, for the...
Yeah, she got all the babies and just
Maybe
killed
we'll
her.
Do that on another episode. Myra and Rose, I think.
The most notorious female serial killers.
Without a doubt.
On this side of the pond.
Yeah,
I can't think of any, even American, I can't think of a serial killer that comes up to their
standards.
Standards. They really are juggernauts.
True British.
She had a couple quality. Of juggernauts.
Big swinging milker.
Yeah, well done, Britain.
Well, yeah.
Well done.
Be proud of us.
See, and they say women aren't empowered these days.
No. I feel quite patriotic now.
And so, that brings proud to the... Brings a to conclusion, a close, the yeah. tale of our Romeo
we
and
got
Juliet.
Them, with all those crossbreeds.
And just as in the story of Romeo and Juliet, names. Tale of tragedy.
Mm. And remember, everyone, yeah. they had shitloads of kids, so you might
loads
know one.
Of kids, yeah. There's plenty of West still out there.
I wonder if anyone's going to take up the family business.
Prostitution, building, or butcher.
Murder. Followed with bumming.
Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West.
Fred West, Desperado. You don't want not because you don't want nada. I think that's it.
Yeah, that'll do.
Do we have to pay royalties on that now? Shit.
Oh, like anyone fucking remembers Wild Wild West.
Wiki Wiki. It's very big in Bolton.
I didn't know whether to go for Kiss from a Rose by Seal, but I hope you like that, everyone.
Oh, what's that other one? Every rose has its thorn.
Just like
every night has its dawn. Like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its dawn.
Yes, it does. We've been the Penny Mortes.
The Penny Mortes, thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Motherfuckers.
I love Fred West.
Paul, why did you fucking lean this way?
My natural.
Well, don't.